When Nortel crashed and burned a few years ago, it left behind some treasures in the ashes. Most of the company's value was in its thousands of patents, and the auction for those patents produced some strange bedfellows. Microsoft and Apple came together with other tech giants and won with a massive bid of $4.5 billion. Today, the patent-holding entity they created is called Rockstar, and this week it filed 8 lawsuits claiming infringement of those Nortel patents. It's truly a battle of the titans with defendants including Google, Samsung, and Huawei. Jeremy DeBeer is an associate professor of law at the University of Ottawa. He has been following Rockstar's rise, and he joins me in studio. Hi there.
Hi, Alan.
So let's back up a bit, because Microsoft and Apple, not usually chums. They're on opposite sides in that commercial, and somehow they ended up coming together to bid on the patents of the bankrupt company. How does that happen?
Yeah, absolutely right. Well, the story does start back in Ottawa and the 2010, 2011, mm-hmm. when the company Nortel went bankrupt, and once its cash and its furniture and its buildings disappeared, its most valuable asset was its patent portfolio, its intellectual property.
Right.
So the court held an auction to see who would be the highest bidder for these patents. And remember the industry in 2011, think back, this was the height of the iPhone frenzy,
sure.
and BlackBerry was still in a dominant market position, and Google was just coming onto the scene with its Android platform.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to get into the game, Google needed a nuclear arsenal of patents so that when it was sued for disrupting the incumbent's business model with this new platform, it had some cards to put on the table.
Right.
So it thought that it would win this auction without any trouble. Google bid $900 million to start the bidding. And ultimately, it went all the way up to $4.5 billion. And these numbers are astronomical, right? To prove that they're, you know, the strategic value, at one point in the process, Google was just throwing numbers around. It had bid $3.14159 billion using Pi as the basis for their bid,
right.
Demonstrating really that it's a strategic issue as opposed to an objective accounting.
But now, when we talk about Google, Rockstar's suing Google for infringing the same patents that it wanted to buy. Was that the plan the whole time?
I think it was, absolutely. The Rockstar Consortium came together. This is Apple and Microsoft, BlackBerry, Ericsson, and Sony. Under this motto, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Mm, yes.
And they got together, and their purpose was not to protect their own innovation, but to stop Google from disrupting the status quo.
Hmm.
And so they formed a licensing spin-off company, which has now filed this lawsuit, the Rockstar Consortium.
But did the companies that started Rockstar ever have any intention of using the Nortel patents to develop products?
Well, I think this is all part of a bigger game. It's not necessarily about using the patents or even winning the lawsuit. It's about
blocking the other guy?
Exactly right.
So there are 8 lawsuits here,
yeah.
if I'm right on this. They involve, you know, different companies and different patents. How do you expect the actual legal battle to unfold from
here? Well, the key defendants here are Google, Samsung, Huawei, HTC, and basically anybody else that runs Google's Android operating system on a
mm-hmm.
smartphone. And the first thing they're going to argue is that the patents are invalid or that they weren't infringed, which is sort of ironic since Google was bidding so much for the patents in the first place.
Why were you bidding on these invalid, invalid
precisely
patents?
Precisely right.
Then,
Well, the plaintiffs are going to counter that and say the only reason Google bid so much and so hard for these patents is because they knew they needed them.
Mm-hmm.
And having lost the auction and continuing to use the patents anyways, they're going to argue that makes Google's infringement willful. That's a big deal because damages triple for willful infringement.
Right. So, okay, that's step one. That'll be the what gets battled out. How could you see that going?
Well, I think that we're years away from resolution. There are a couple of potential outcomes. One, and probably the most likely, is some kind of a cross-licensing deal. The first thing Google did after losing the auction for Nortel's patents was acquired Motorola.
Right.
It paid $12.5 billion for Motorola's 19,000 patents, some of which are probably being used by Apple and Microsoft and BlackBerry. So a cross-licensing deal is one of the most likely outcomes. The worst-case scenario for Google and Samsung and the other defendants would be some kind of an injunction saying that they can't distribute smartphones operating Android platforms in the United States, which would be potentially devastating.
But ignorant question here: in the time until it's resolved, Can Google just keep using everything as is?
Well, this is one of the first points of procedural posturing, is that the plaintiffs will ask for an injunction to stop Google from...
So you're talking about right from the get-go.
That's the first thing they'll ask for after filing the lawsuit, is they'll say that the court needs to stop Google from causing further damage.
So when the giants are out there swinging around their swords... All of us on the bottom watching it all happen. Yeah. What happens to us? What's the effect of a battle like this on consumers?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that. Myself and a team of students at the University of Ottawa are working with scholars from other universities to try to answer exactly that question. And many people will suggest that this whole incident demonstrates how valuable patents really are, and that we need stronger legal protection to provide incentives for companies to continue to innovate. Now, don't forget, Nortel went bankrupt despite these patents, or maybe even because of these patents. Yeah. And we may soon see BlackBerry suffer a similar fate. So I think that ultimately what these kinds of lawsuits do is discourage small and medium-sized enterprises from even entering the game. Yeah. It delays and discourages disruptive innovation, and ultimately it's a distraction for the managers of these companies. And so we need some better management strategies.
Just when you mentioned discouraging people from entering the game, folks like who?
Well, anybody who has a new and innovative product or service that would threaten the status quo, as soon as that product is put onto the market, you're going to find yourself subject to lawsuits. Right? Only a limited number of players can get into this smartphone patent wars. And if a massive portfolio of patents is a prerequisite for doing business, you know, your best case scenario is selling out to a larger firm that has the resources to fight these battles.
All right. Well, we'll be watching, of course, what happens next. Chances are we'll be talking again about it. Jeremy, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Jeremy DeBeer, Associate Professor of Law at the University of Ottawa. If you've got thoughts on this story, our email is allinaday@cbc.ca, or you can tweet us, CBC All In A Day.